today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. يا ابن الزهراء بيا 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 يا ابن الزهراء بيا 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 يا ابن الزهراء بيا 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 بيا. Today, Thursday, is the 14th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of Isfan, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we'll listen about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the light of the Quranic verses, which is chapter Nur, verse 55.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa'ada Allahu alladhina amanu minkum wa'amilus salihati layastakhlifannahum fil ardi. ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Zainul Abidin, Shia's fourth Imam, while swearing by Allah, says that these are our Shias. These are those who will be made the successors of this earth by Allah through the Mahdi, who will be from amongst us. It is a promise made by Allah, and Allah never breaks His promise. If Allah promises that the rightful inheritors of this earth will be the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, then taking a cue from the tradition, we could wait for this day with restlessness. On the continuation of today's special, we'll listen about the preparation. Dear brothers and sisters, Muslims are righteously required to be ready to preserve the very being of Islam. Such a readiness may be the first and most important function of the society that is waiting, and whose members ought to remain faithful to it.
Hence, it is necessary for the upholders of utopia to thoroughly prepare themselves against the aggressors. Evidently, their defense must be all-embracing, those Kuwait should then equip themselves with modern arms and with open arms preserve the geographical boundaries of the very being of Islamic utopia. Having explained and strengthened the pure Islamic culture and principles, those who wait can offset the aggression. After they concretize such preparations through action, the first measure to pave the way for Imam al-Mahdi's utopia will have been taken. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. At the same time, some of the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be commissioned to continue the original movement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the infallible Imams, and they are requested, and I mean, their mission is to present, to offer the authentic version of the Islamic religion to people. At the same time, we find that since the companions, the staunch companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, are really knowledgeable and skillful and very erudite, they will come up with a brand new order, I mean, social order, not only for Muslim lands, but for the whole world. So we find that the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will come up with, build up a brand new human civilization over the globe for all people. And now we find that the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will receive missions from Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, I mean, to go to, I mean, certain places or certain regions of the world in order to implement and practice justice among people. Based on this, it must be, I mean, it can be inferred that the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam cannot be limited only to Arabic-speaking people. Rather, the companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be able to communicate with all people, and naturally, some of his companions must come from other regions of the world. So that when they are missioned to go there, they know the region, they know the people, the language, social customs, and so on about the people. Such people, that is, such companions of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, should be well capable of practicing whatever Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will preach them.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
One question. Some Sunnis question the Shia that how a five-year-old boy can become the Imam of mankind. We have the example of Jesus, who became prophet and spoke to people when he was a baby in the cradle. Thus, Jesus became prophet and received revelation and book while he was less than 2 years old. Furthermore, Quran mentions the case of Prophet Yahya, or John, to whom Allah said, O Yahya, take hold of the book with might. And we have him, the appointment of prophethood in his childhood. You can find this verse on chapter 19 of the Holy Quran, verse 12. So if a two-year-old boy can become a prophet and receives revelation and scripture, then why cannot a five-year-old boy become an imam?
Ya Ibn al-Hassan, Ya Ibn al-Hassan, Ya ibn al-Hasan, 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 ya ibn al-Hasan.
The personalities of the companions of Hazrat Mahdi. Imam Baqir in a prophecy says that, I see the companions of Imam al-Mahdi controlling everything in the East and in the West. Every entity of this world will be involved in their obedience. Even the animals and the birds will be content in their obedience. The segments of the earth will take pride over each other, saying that, today a companion of Imam al-Mahdi has walked upon me. All the traditions draw our attention to a special detail that will be found in every companion of Imam al-Mahdi. A thought-provoking point is that whatever has been stated in the traditions will lead us to the conclusion that these points are not new at all. In fact, these are exactly the Islamic way of life which has been taught to us by Quran, the Holy Prophet, and Imams, peace be upon them all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
According to our ahadith, these companions of Imam al-Mahdi, the lucky 313, they have at least six qualities, at least, that I'll mention. So we begin by explaining these qualities. The quality of the believer is that they have what? That they have complete submission and complete certainty in the wisdom and the justice of Allah. I said in alam al-taqween and tashri, I didn't mention tashri. Taqween, we said that there is justice in this world, meaning Allah is not unjust. And number two, in alam al-tashri, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He ordains a law, when Allah says something is haram or something is halal or something is wajib, there is wisdom behind that. There is justice behind that. Allah does not arbitrarily tell us to do things. Some people, unfortunately, sometimes they begin to doubt the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, for example, hijab is wajib? I'm not convinced. Sister, are you not convinced that Allah said it? No, Allah said it, but I'm not convinced of the wisdom. This is not a quality of the companions of the Imam, because you have no submission to Allah. You have no what? No certainty in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is wise. Allah said hijab is wajib. Allah said salah is wajib. Allah said this is wajib, this is wajib. You accept. You submit. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wise and everything He does is based on wisdom, then if it is proven to me that Allah said this, I can no longer doubt it. So this was what? This was alam al-tashri'. So we said number one, the existence of Allah. Number two, the justice and wisdom of Allah. Number three, the Quran. Number four, the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. And Rasulullah, we accept them and we have complete certainty in them. And finally, the companions of the Imam, they have complete certainty in the hereafter. What happens after we die in the barzakh, in the purgatory? They believe in al-jannah, the heaven, and in an-nar, that they will be held accountable on the day of judgment, that Allah will try them. They have complete certainty in that. Yaqeen. And that's why Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, in the beautiful khutbah, sermon of al-muttaqeen, he gave a beautiful khutbah, sermon, describing the qualities of the muttaqeen. It's beautiful. You should read it. It's called Khutbat al-Muttaqeen. He gave the qualities of the Muttaqeen. Who are the Muttaqeen? The God-conscious, God-fearing believers. He said many things about them. Amongst the things he says, فَهُمْ وَالْجَنَّةُ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا فَهُمْ فِيهَا مُنَعَّمُونَ وَهُمْ وَالنَّارِ كَمَنْ قَدْ رَآهَا فَهُمْ فِيهَا مُعَذَّبُونَ He says their yaqeen and certainty is so high in the Jannah and the Nar and the hereafter, it's as if they see Jannah in front of them and they are in Jannah. And they are what? They are using the benefactions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. This is how much yaqeen they have in Jannah. And at the same time, they have so much yaqeen, so much certainty in the Nar, the fires of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hellfires.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma. Thank you. هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه